Welcome to the Wasatch Gazette, a public affairs program produced by Cumulus Media Salt Lake City.
Well, welcome in, and thanks for joining us on this Sunday morning for the Wasatch Gazette. My name is Frank Bell, and we're going to be talking nursing this morning with Joyce University, one of the finest nursing schools in our state, which happens to be just off I-15 at 123rd South in Draper. And with us, Janet Houston, who is the dean at Joyce University. And if you've ever thought of a career in nursing, this is probably one of the best times we've ever seen in history. And some say there's never been a better time than now to become a nurse. It's a great time, isn't it?
It is, and it's such a great investment in yourself to take some time to really consider some of the nursing options out there. We have several different nursing programs that can allow people to go back to school, and if they already have a degree in another profession, they can come back and do our accelerated Bachelor's of Nursing program, which will be 5 semesters, and enter the nursing program that way. If they don't have a previous degree, we have an associate degree and a bachelor's degree program that would allow them to enter into the profession. And it's such a great profession to be a part of.
And really, you caught my ear there when you said you can be in nursing in as quick as 5 semesters. I think a lot of people are contemplating that right now. And when you say nursing, there are so many different fields in nursing and places you could work.
Well, there are so many. There are over 4 million nurses in the United States. And nurses can work in providers' offices. They can work in hospitals. They can work in nursing homes or assisted living centers. They can work for insurance departments or in schools. So there's a wide variety of jobs available for nursing. And then, of course, there's the advanced practice nurses as well. So it's wide open, and it's a great profession.
And Joyce University introduces you to all these different facets of nursing.
Yes, they do. With our varied programs, we're there to really help transition people into a nursing career.
And you just touched on all the different places you can work. But, you know, I have friends who are nurses, one here in Salt Lake, another in Boise, another in Seattle. And you can pretty much pick and choose where you want to live because there's always work for you if you're a nurse.
Yes, I've lived in a number of different states myself and been able to travel and be a nurse wherever we happen to land. And it's been very versatile and a great way to earn a living.
Janet Houston with us this morning, the admissions dean at Joyce University. If you've ever contemplated a career in nursing, Joyce University can help. Just off I-15 at the 123rd South exit in Draper. Yeah, very conveniently located just off I-15. And you can visit online, joyce.edu, if you want more. And Janet, I'm just curious how you started in nursing.
Yes, I've spent most of my career as a pediatric nurse practitioner.
Oh.
And so a lot of my stories tend to be in the outpatient world with patients that are young children.
Oh.
And fortunately, most of the patients I've seen have been healthy children and getting preventative care.
Were there any inspirational stories you remember? You know, being a nurse, I'm sure you've helped a lot of people in your career.
I had one in particular that comes to mind, who had been in to see other people, and this was actually a family friend as well who came in, and what they needed was somebody to listen, someone who cared about them,
mm-hmm.
and somebody who was willing to go a little bit of an extra mile to probe the possibilities, and with that we were able to diagnose the young lady and have her get the appropriate care that she needed. And we had a really great outcome with it.
That's magical, all because of you. And you were more like a psychologist in that situation. And I can't imagine how rewarding the nursing field is. And that girl may not have given the doctors her exact symptoms, you know, because she was so clammed up, unless you had, you know, warmed her up.
Well, and what's really interesting about the nursing profession is we function under a code of ethics that helps guide us in making the right decisions for the profession as well as for our patients. But we also have to be able to communicate effectively. So we bring in that art and science of nursing, where we have all of the science part that mm-hmm. we have to know, but we also have to show that art part, where we have that respect for human dignity and the awareness of the patient's needs.
So I'm just curious, at Joyce University there, what's one of the most popular courses that people take when they decide to go into the nursing field?
The most popular one is our associate degree of nursing program.
Mm-hmm.
But we are seeing an increased interest in our accelerated bachelor's of science of nursing.
Ah.
Because those are for people who already have bachelor's degrees in other fields,
mm-hmm.
but now have this interest of entering the nursing field.
Yeah, see, it's never too late to make a career change, especially if you're considering going into nursing, and there's so many different routes and education options at Joyce University.
There are, and we have our accelerated program and the associate degree program are 5 semesters. So in under 2 years, 3 semesters a year, in under 2 years, you can become a nurse.
Wow!
If you wanted to choose to get a bachelor's degree, we have a 3-year bachelor's program from the very beginning to the very end with a bachelor's degree in nursing in 3 years.
That's amazing. And then your doors are going to open. You can pretty much work or live anywhere. I mean, it's endless possibilities.
The sky's the limit of what you can do.
I guess you could even move overseas, right, and become a nurse if you wanted to live, say, in Europe, right?
Different countries have different rules in accepting licenses from the United States, but a lot of them accept them, and you can do many different things in lots of different areas.
Janet Houston, the Dean of Admissions at Joyce University, and you know, you've brought a lot of nurses on board and into your school and education programs. I bet, Janet, you have quite a few success stories, or you've seen, you know, people's lives changed by entering at Joyce University.
I think the thing that I love to see in the students is getting a degree in nursing is often life-changing. They're able to now have a stable income,
mm-hmm.
but also a job they can be proud of and serve people around them, which really helps with their own self-esteem. And so nursing can be a life-changing career.
And if maybe you are thinking about a life-changing career, or you just want to get started and find out more about the field of nursing, what prerequisites do we have to get into Joyce University, Janet?
So we don't require any prerequisite courses. We put all those courses into our programs. We do have some entry-level GPA requirements, as well as a TEAS test for some of our programs to make sure that prospective students have at least the basic college-level skills in math and reading.
And again, your programs at Joyce University, if you want to get into nursing, are for any age, right? There's no age restrictions to becoming a nurse.
There's no restrictions on age. Our average age is 26 for our students,
mm-hmm.
but we see students all the way up into their 50s coming back to school to either get their first degree or to get have a second career.
What a backup, having a nursing degree. I mean, especially in this economy right now. And there is a nursing shortage, isn't there?
There is absolutely a nursing shortage. It's especially bad in the western United States and in the southern United States.
Hmm.
And it's projected to last until 2030. So there's going to be a need for nurses for a long time.
Okay, so we want to go into nursing. You've sold us on it. Janet, how do we get started in entering Joyce University and pursuing our career in nursing?
The best thing is to contact our admissions office and speak to an admissions counselor that can walk them through the process.
And the website is?
It's joyce.edu.
Okay, joyce.edu to get started. And Janet, I'm just curious, what are some of the alternative degrees that you offer?
Well, we offer an exceptional occupational therapy assistant program that has really tremendous pass rates in their licensure outcomes.
Mm-hmm.
And we have just also launched a respiratory care program. And coming out of COVID, I think that people started to become aware of what respiratory therapists do in hospitals and how important they are in helping patients recover and thrive.
How rewarding. And I was thinking you could also work with seniors, right? That's rewarding as well.
Yes, to work with elderly in our communities. There's also nurses that work with expectant mothers and with school-age children. So depending on which population you enjoy working with the most, you can find the career with that group of people.
I think it's such a fascinating career and such a rewarding one. And Janet, thanks for taking time to visit with us. Janet Houston from Joyce University this morning.
Thank you.
And again, if you'd like more, you can visit joyce.edu or in person just off the I-15 123rd South exit. Drop by Joyce University at 12257 South Business Park Drive in Draper.
This has been a public affairs production of Cumulus Media Salt Lake City.